it's good to be back, but I'm going to be away for a little bit of time going off
to Park
Utah.
City, Utah. That's right. Sundance Film Festival getting underway. And you have huge responsibilities in that festival. It's not just a vacation for you.
Well, I run a conference for Art House Theaters that's grown rather significantly, and then go to the festival for a few days. But I'm back for the 26th when the Michigan Theater does its Sundance Film Festival premiere as part of the Sundance Film Festival USA program for a good time call, and there are tickets left. We've sold a 1,000 tickets. But
special guests of that performance, too.
That's right. They're the director will be there, and maybe even Seth Rogen. But you never know. He's the husband of the screenwriter and star of the film. So anyway, if you haven't gotten your tickets, go to the Michigan Theater website and go check it out. Again, we've sold 1,000 tickets, but there are tickets left. Michigan Theater seats 1,700. So come check out for a good time call. Don't miss it. Now, this is award season, as we all know.
Yes,
for the next few weeks, anyway. And the Producers Guild of America, which is always a good indicator of the films that will be nominated for Oscars, came out. And the films that were nominated were The Artist, currently playing at the Michigan Theater, The Descendants, currently playing at the State Theater.
No surprises yet.
Hugo, which is a very fun film. Midnight in Paris, the new Woody Allen film that I liked a lot. Moneyball, which you've got to like if you're a baseball fan. War Horse, which is the Steven Spielberg book, which is actually getting not as many nominations as folks expected. And then a couple of surprises, three surprises.
Like,
Bridesmaid,
really?
Which was very well received.
Huh.
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which is actually very well made. And The Ides of March, which
That's
is the
George
Clooney
movie
that was shot in our area. So, and
interesting.
Yeah. So
of all those, Bridesmaids kind of stands out to me as the surprise.
It was well received critically, and it did very well at the box office.
Comedies
so.
Just typically don't move into that
That's
realm.
That's true. That is absolutely true. So we'll see what happens there. Now, the Directors Guild of America also put out their nominations. They put out 5 nominations, and they nominated the director of The Artist, the director of Hugo, Martin Scorsese, the director of The Descendants, Alexander Payne, Midnight in Paris, directed by Woody Allen, and The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, David Fincher. What didn't get nominated?
Terrence Malick.
That's right, The Tree of Life. That was a surprise, as well as Bennett Miller, who directed Moneyball, and Tate Taylor for The Help. Now, that was I think he was the first-time director for that, but Steven Spielberg didn't get nominated for War Horse. So anyway, a little bit of controversy
His awards mantle's all set.
He'll
do okay without another.
He's been a very successful filmmaker for sure. Now, the American Society of Cinematographers also released their nomination list, and The Artist was nominated, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Hugo, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, currently playing at the Michigan Theater, and The Tree of Life.
And that's basically for how the movies look.
How it's photographed,
right.
and how the visual pieces all hang together. And again, it was surprising that War Horse wasn't nominated for cinematography because it was rather spectacular. And then the Sundance Film Festival is obviously coming up next week, or actually in 2 weeks, a week from today, it opens. The next big film festival is the Berlin Film Festival, which is in early February, and they just announced their opening film, which is Farewell, My Queen, which stars Diane Kruger as Marie Antoinette, and it's set right at the period of time when the French Revolution is starting, and it's set in Versailles and told from the perspective of the servants of Versailles. So that is not only premiering, opening the Berlin Film Festival, but it's also in competition for either their Golden or Silver Bear Awards. So we'll look forward to reports not only from Sundance over the next couple weeks, but Berlin soon thereafter.
Well, what's opening?
Well, Carnage is opening at the State Theater, and this is Roman Polanski's take on the Tony Award-winning play by Yasmina Riza. Now, this is
also being put on as a play by the Performance
That's
Network
right
now.
So what you should do is go see the Performance Network play, and then go see the production that Roman Polanski put together with a dynamite cast with one locally, prejudicially guy who was left out of the movie, Jeff Daniels, who played it on Broadway. He played actually both male roles on Broadway. And you know, Jeff's good enough. He probably could have played a couple of the female roles too. But anyway, in the movie, it stars Kate Winslet and Jodie Foster, Christopher Waltz and John C. Reilly. Now, Christopher Waltz and John C. Reilly are very good actors, but it's too bad Jeff didn't get that one. That would have been fun. But anyway, you're encouraged to go see the Performance Network live stage play version of it, and then this Roman Polanski version with a great set of actors. Kate Winslet is, I think she's about the sexiest thing out there. I mean, just a thing. But Jodie Foster's great. Christopher Waltz is that great German actor that's doing a lot of international films. And John C. Reilly is the wonderfully goofy character that can do.
He's an amazing character.
He's an amazing actor.
Yeah,
he sings, he dances, and then he plays straight roles and he plays really goofy characters. And this one's right in between there. It's right up his alley. So the reviews on it, the Salon magazine says, seeing these four actors launching Risa's singers at each other at high speed is pretty much worth the price of admission by itself. And the one thing you always know about Polanski, he won't waste your time. Kenneth Turin, my favorite critic these days, this kind of material is never going to warm anyone's heart, but done as well as it is here, the pitiless verbal farce can provide bleak satisfaction of its own. Bob Mondello, the NPR critic, said, you're always aware you're watching a film piece of theater, so go see the movie. Inexpensive. Go see the play, make your comparisons, and you'll be supporting two great institutions
indeed
in the Ann Arbor.
Indeed.
And if you haven't seen The Artist,
how much longer is that going to be around? It's had a pretty good run.
It's going to be around a while. There's actually a threshold issue. Because it's a modern silent film, there's folks that go, it doesn't sound interesting to me. But the audience that goes, not everybody, but the vast majority walk out and go, wow, that was a lot of fun. So anyway.
I remember a very similar reaction when I was a kid and my parents and all the adults went to see Mel Brooks' silent movie and came back and just absolutely adored it.
Yeah. Well, and this is a much better movie
than
the silent movie. So anyway, go check it out. It'll be around a couple more weeks. Well, The Beauty and the Beast, not the the wonderful French version that was amazing, that was done in the 1950s. But the Disney animation, which is amazing all by itself, is being re-released in 3D. This is just to wring a few more dollars out of that franchise. It is a beautiful.
It'd be interesting
to see
how that does, because, I mean, the animation, while amazing, is so far behind what they can do today. It'd be interesting to see if it draws a new audience just because it's in 3D.
Well, it was a movie that had both cell animation, drawn animation, and computer animation. And if it's and it's not that hard to turn. I mean, it's hard enough, but especially
yeah, easy for you to say.
There are computer programs that do that relatively easily these days. So anyway, it's only going to be in theaters for like 10, 12 days. So if you want to go see it, go check it out.
Cash grab.
In Joyful Noise, Joyful Noise is set in a small town in Georgia, and this town has fallen on hard times, but the people are counting on the Divinity Church Choir to lift their spirits by winning the National Joyful Noise competition. But of course, there are conflicts within the choir. One piece of the conflict is led by their new director, played by Queen Latifah, and the other one is led by a stalwart choir member, Dolly Parton, played by Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I can't quite put my finger on it, but there's just always been something about Dolly that made me think she should be on the big screen.
She's a fabulous performer, and Queen Latifah is, too.
Very underrated actress.
Yeah. Dolly Parton's not looking 22 anymore, but anyway, as you might expect, this church choir is trying to win a national prize, and these two divas, in a sense, are conflicting with each other about what to do. But of course, everything comes together in the end. The reviews are that, Owen Gleiberman, Ann Arbor guy that reviews for Entertainment Weekly, says the movie's musical numbers are catchy and rollicking, and there's a bright, sunshiny way that's rather soulful. And the Associated Press said, if some incarnation of Glee were to be developed for the Christian Broadcasting Network, it would probably look like Joyful Noise. And the Hollywood Reporter said, Everyone in this movie is so fundamentally decent and goody-goody that there's no real tension or irresolvable conflicts that surface.
You know,
so.
But regardless of religious affiliation, you get a good gospel choir going. That's entertaining.
Yeah, it could be rocking. Yeah. So, and then Contraband is a Mark Wahlberg film where he has straightened out his life and he's doing the right thing, but his brother gets into trouble, so he goes back into his life of crime. This film has gotten, you know, not raving reviews, but it's said that it's very well carried off. It's very fast, and if you like that kind of thing, go to it. Now, we have a film that's playing on January the 16th, this Monday, called Beyond the Bricks. And it's a movie about the achievement gap with African-American males, and this is put on by the Lynx
Long
group.
Long an issue here in Ann Arbor and Washington County.
And it follows a couple of kids in New Jersey, and then we get lots of commentary by prominent people in the country, Al Sharpton, the Schott Foundation President Dr. Jackson, Corey Booker, the mayor of New Jersey, and lots of other folks. Go check this out. It's very, very good. And then we've got this wonderful German Fassbinder film, World on Wire, that plays just at 10 o'clock on the 14th. I've run out of time, but you got to go see that.
Thank you very much, Russ. Enjoy the Sundance Festival in Park City, Utah. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for tuning in for another installment of Cinema Chat here on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Indie Film World.